Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Secretary Powell's trip to the Middle East has posed some problems for the president internationally and here at home.
Well, that's true. Of course, the president has learned that he has to deal with Yasser Arafat. The Arab states have made that very clear, that they're not willing to support him on the war on terrorism if he doesn't deal with Arafat. And there is, of course, always the question of oil. But here at home, there is a decidedly growing anti-Arafat feeling. A Gallup poll conducted last week shows that almost 60% of the people say that Arafat is an enemy of the United States. 70% say the suicide bombings are acts of terrorism. So the first problem for the president is that it makes his policy seem incoherent, that if he is anti-terrorism but not anti-Arafat, how does he square that? But the second problem is politically, that the people who are most pro-Israel are his political base, Republicans and Southerners, according to an ABC poll.
Why is there such strong Republican support for Israel when most American Jews overwhelmingly vote Democratic?
There's some really interesting alliances going on here, and they're not readily explainable. You're seeing all over this country pro-Palestinian demonstrations on liberal college campuses, and conservative Southerners are considerably pro-Israel. In fact, 50% of Southerners say Israel is in the right in this battle, compared with 34% of Northeasterners, and Republicans, 64% of Republicans side with Israel, compared with 38% of Democrats and 32% of Independents. Some of it is a biblical reaction. People who are conservative religiously see the Jews as the natural inheritors of the homeland of Israel. Some say that Israel is the only democracy in the region. But it is a very, very strong feeling on the part of Republicans and Southerners who are, as I say, the president's base.
The polls also show some doubts about the president's policy in the Middle East. How big a problem is that for him?
Well, it's true. Fewer than half of the people in the Gallup poll say that there's a clear policy on the part of the Bush administration toward the Middle East. I think, frankly, that if the issue settles down, or if it's not tied to high oil prices over a long term, that it won't be a big problem for him. But there is a problem if it plays into the perception that the Democrats have tried to keep going and hoped that they would run against in 2004, which that the president isn't somehow up to the job. Those perceptions died down almost entirely after September 11th, and the Democrats felt unsure about raising them. But in recent weeks, mainly because of problems in the Middle East, the Democrats have been raising them again, and I think hope to make them a focal point.
You think the Democrats are really ready to go after President Bush?
Well, I think they are very, very carefully ready to go after President Bush, and only ready to go after him on a few selected issues. They continue to criticize the tax cut. They talk about energy policy and special interest influence on the government. But as Democrats were gathering for their first big pre-2004 meeting in Florida this past weekend, a Gallup asked Democrats whether they thought Al Gore should go after George Bush, should criticize him in any way, and 82% of the Democrats said no, Gore should not criticize Bush. So it shows you the Democrats have a tough problem ahead.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.